today, around 2.8 million workers on minimum and award wage will see a pay rise in their first full pay period of the new financial year. The national minimum wage has increased by almost 6% to $26.44 an hour, while minimum award wages are up 4.75%. The federal government's latest income tax cuts also come into force today, reducing the lowest marginal tax rate from 16 to 15% and delivering modest relief to low and middle income earners. Employers must now pay superannuation at the same time as wages instead of quarterly, a payday super change the government says will help workers build their retirement savings faster and crack down on unpaid super. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says this is what Australians need.
The 1st of July is an especially important day. We cut taxes again. We boost wages again. We extend paid parental leave. We pay superannuation on payday, and we extend the cut to the fuel excise as well. This is the cost of living relief that Australians need and deserve.